my first drink to have with you. Here.
No, no, Rick, not tonight.
Especially tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad you two could make it to our wine and cheese party.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go inside now. Yeah.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Copernicus called, and you are not the center of the universe.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay-sipping diva, welcoming you to another version of the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. I hope all of you have recovered from last week's win of North Carolina. Go Tar Heels. Love seeing that happen, of course, coming from the state of North Carolina. And I hope all of you are gearing up to get ready for the holiday that this show is all about. Yes, today, here on The Wine Crush, we are hopping down the bunny trail, and we are going to talk about Easter, the wines that go with Easter, and I guess somewhere along the way, we're going to have to mention the foods that are generally served. Fortunately for us, we have two great guests today. One of them is Natalie McLean of Nat DeCants, the author of Red, White, and Drunk All Over. She is the master of pairing wine and food. Those of you who are fond attendees of The Wine Crush will remember that Natalie and I are the ones that came up with Chardonnay and popcorn being our favorite pairing. We are also joined by Miss Sally Johnson, and she is the winemaker for Pride Mountain Wines. So we definitely have a great lineup today to keep you educated and entertained. We also have another interesting new party today. We have a fill-in producer. Everyone say hello to the other Laura.
Hello. How are you?
We are doing outstanding. Laura is a neophyte wine drinker. We are trying to get on board slowly but surely. And now that we have gotten her out of the grasp of White Zinfandel, I have high hopes for Chardonnay.
I am a trying each and every day.
All right. So we are off to a rolling start. And if you're thinking about Easter, of course, there are certain things that go hand in hand. And one of them, for me, it's always been a treasure memory of getting up Easter morning for the Easter basket. Now, granted, I know the holiday has much larger repercussions and there are better things to think about, but I have to admit from the time I was three years old to the age I am now, which we shall not mention, my priority has been getting my hands on the chocolate Easter bunny. Everyone deserves a chocolate Easter bunny. Now, most of our listeners can get a good idea. Let's face facts, you unwrap the box, and if you know me, the first thing I'm going to do is bite the ears off. It's just a matter of principle. It's kind of like chocolate Santa Clauses or anything else. Laura, you're relatively new to the show. What's the first part of the Easter bunny you bite off?
The tail.
The tail. There we go. The rest of you, just get your minds out of the gutter. We're going to quit talking about bunnies and tails and move on to the important things like what we're drinking this week. I usually make an effort to talk about value-oriented wines. I try and make sure that all of us are drinking within our budget and drinking well. I am going to go out on a little ledge on this show. For those of you listening who are so inclined to give me an Easter basket this year, there is something I will actually give up my chocolate Easter bunny for. There is a new Napa Valley Cabernet. It is called Donna Estates, D-A-N-A. This California Cabernet is one of three that will be made by this wonderful, wonderful winery. Philip Melka is the winemaker for it. And it is quite possibly the loveliest new winery to join Napa Valley. Right off Whitehall Lane, this winery is going to have three Cabernets. One is from Helms Vineyard, the other is from Lotus, and the third is from Hershey, which is why I don't need an Easter bunny this year, because you kind people are going to put this Hershey Cabernet into my Easter basket. In all sincerity, for those of you who listen that are collectors and aficionados, this will be the next cult wine. If you can find this Cabernet, you are going to pay around $275 for it on its initial release. Sorry, I know there's a collective gasp going on out there, and try and stay between the lines if you're driving. But for those of you who seriously want something to lay down and something that's going to increase in value, I definitely recommend this. So for those of you who are going out of your way for a special bunny on Easter, that would be Donna Estates Helms Cabernet. Look forward to request it at your finest retailers. Now, more down to earth, since we are talking about the Queen of Chardonnay here, you're going to have to follow me on this. Because it's Easter, and because on Easter you think of rabbits, and when you get a whole bunch of rabbits together, they're called a warren. Ergo, of course, we have to talk about the wines of Warren Winawski. We are talking, of course, about Stag's Leap Cellars, Most specifically, we are talking about Stag's Leap Cellars Acadia Chardonnay. This is great Napa Valley Chardonnay. A lot of lemon, a lot of honey, a lot of apricot. And what's really neat is a lot of times when you get in a Napa Valley Chardonnays, you get this real oaky, over-the-top feeling that makes you think you chewed on an oak tree. Not this one. It's got a great mineral base. For those of you who might like to drink certain regions across the pond, this is definitely the wine from you. Great mineral, great balance, definitely perfect for that Easter bonnet-wearing Sunday. So, there are your wines for today. Stag's Leap Acadia Chardonnay, Donna Estates Helms Cabernet, and happy drinking to all of you out there. So as we go on and we think about Easter, we think about the stuff that you're looking forward to on the holidays. It's always hard to plan. A lot of you are planning, okay, I'm going to have Aunt Sally and Grandma over for dinner. A lot of you are planning on going out for brunch. A lot of you are planning on doing different things. The question always arises, what do you drink on Easter? A lot of people suggest champagne to celebrate the holidays, but I think this of all times is time to look at one little wine that tends to get abused nonstop. A lot of you Sunday will sit down to ham, and there is one wine that always matches perfectly with ham, and that is white Zinfandel. So in the same show, I'm going to recommend a $275 bottle of Cabernet, a $60 bottle of Chardonnay, and a $4.99 bottle of white Zinfandel. Tell me, if you aren't well-rounded, what this show is. So looking at that, when you're thinking of your ham, white Zin, it's a great time of year. The sweetness will bring out the fruitiness. You won't take the sweetness that you tend to get if you drink it by itself. And of course, the color looks lovely on the table. For those of you who think I have lost my mind or want to comment on which part of the Easter Bunny you like to eat, we ask you to reach out to us here at The Crush. You can reach us on the wine line at 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. Or for those of you feeling brave, you can look at Facebook and go to Laura Lawson. Check out the page there. And of course, we have our resounding group, The Wine Crush, which I believe now is up to a whopping 132 members. Go, Crush, go. So come check out. That way you can help get ideas for themes. You can help give us ideas on what you would like to hear about The Crush. Because after all, it is all about you. Your calls, your emails. We're here to serve you. Unless, of course, you're drinking something besides Chardonnay, then we might have to have a different discussion. So, a couple golden rules as we are looking ahead to Easter and Easter and drinking habits. Number one, Easter is traditionally the time of year where you can start wearing white. Yes, I am an old Southern girl, and I do firmly believe that white is between Easter and Labor Day. Once again, those of you taking issue, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Would love to take it up with you. We'll have a conversation about patent leather, too. So, since you get to start wearing white now, it is time for you, perhaps, to be a little more careful drinking all the heavy red wines of winter. I have learned from experience, white sundress, red Cabernet, not a great mix. So, as you change your dressing habits, think about changing your drinking habits. Also, for those of you who are going to be dyeing Easter eggs, the key component in dye for Easter eggs is vinegar. Do not let it anywhere near your Chardonnay or this leads to disaster. Safest bet is pay someone to dye the Easter eggs while you're sitting there drinking your Chardonnay. Perfect, perfect way to look at things. Well, like I said, we've got two great guests ahead of us here on The Crush today. Coming up next, we do have Natalie McLean, who is going to give you the food portion of The Wine Crush, as long as I get to drink along and chew on my Easter bunny along the way. We have more of The Wine Crush coming up in a minute.
Laura Lawson's back in a moment with more of The Wine Crush. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. 800-543-7. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote.
800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have two bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to pack the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping wine diva, bringing you the Easter version of The Wine Crush. So as we continue to hop down the bunny trail like little bunny Fufu, we are digging around in our Easter baskets and coming out with all kind of great things to help you with this holiday. One of the best things to come out is a guest that has been with us before. We have Miss Natalie McLean, the author of Red, White, and Drunk All Over. She publishes a free wine newsletter at nataliemclean.com. And she's here today to talk to us about Easter wines. Natalie, welcome to The Crush.
It's great to be back, Laura. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
It is fun. I'm so delighted that we didn't scare you off and you decided to come back and play with me a little bit.
Who can resist matching chocolate bunnies and eggs with wine?
I love it. I love it. So you just have to be careful about what time you do it. That way we were talking about earlier about Easter eggs and dyeing them, and you can't drink your Chardonnay when you're doing that.
Exactly.
But Natalie, so? You know that you are my food expert. You're my go-to girl. What are we going to do for wines and Easter?
Well, you know, there's a whole range. Perhaps we should start at the beginning with what we eat before we get into the kids' chocolate bunnies and eggs.
Oh, that's no. What do you mean, kids?
Oh, I see.
Okay.
It's your own stash, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I'm thinking, first of all, Easter brunch, which is just a lovely tradition. And it's one of those times when it's completely socially acceptable to open wine before noon. And, you know, the traditional drink is either Bloody Marys or mimosas, orange juice and sparkling wine. And those all work well with, you know, the traditional brunches of quiche or egg-based dishes, that kind of thing, fresh spring asparagus. Those kinds of choices. But the other things that I look for, if I want to go straight up with wine only, would be like a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, that sounds like a nice choice.
It is, because if you think about the aromas in a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, or Sauvignon Blanc from many regions actually, will have aromas of asparagus, canned peas. These are good things, by the way, as you know.
It's kind of like the first person I said, well, I smell creosote. And they looked at me and said, oh, that's bad. I said, no, actually, it's really good.
Yeah, exactly. I have to qualify these things. And it's not to get all, fancy with the descriptors, but this wine in particular does have herbal qualities. It also doesn't have tannin and heavy oak that just, you know, goes to battle with, you know, the sulfur compounds in eggs. Or the you know, more green compounds in asparagus or other things.
For our listeners, there are traditionally about five foods that some of the true master sommeliers around the world swear wine will not go with. And eggs and asparagus usually top that list. I think Natalie and I are the same page. There's over 45,000 wines made around the world. There's bound to be some out there that'll match this food.
Exactly. And, you know, there are other zippy white choices that you can make. I think if you avoid oaked wines like your big, blousy, oaky Chardonnays, there are a number of wines there. You know, you can go with Pinot Grigio, Gruner Veltliner, which, you know, is usually from Austria. Again, a very greenish herbal type of wine. You know, even un-oaked Chardonnay will work better than a heavy, big, buttery Chardonnay will.
Well, we've tried to train our listeners that if you're going to drink for breakfast, it needs to be champagne or Pinot Gris. And you save your big oaky Chardonnays till after 2, which leaves you that gamut between 10 and, I don't know, 2, that where champagne always fits in perfectly.
That's brilliant. I love that.
See, you work very hard on finding wine widgets that'll match food, and you do food and wine pairing. I actually do clock and wine pairing. I tell you what to drink when. So between the two of us, we can come up with one hell of a calendar.
Oh, yeah. What fun.
Speaking of which, talk to us a little bit about your drinks matcher widget.
Sure. Well, you know, social media is all the rage these days, whether it's Facebook or, you know, iGoogle or Twitter or whatever. So I've had a wine and food matcher hosted on my site for, about 4 or 5 years, and I've worked on putting thousands of pairings into it for about 8 years. True labor of love. I love the research. But now I've made it portable, and you can post it on your Facebook page or your iGoogle or your MySpace or whatever. You can go to my site, which is just nataliemclain.com, and you can click on the little button that says Get the Widget, and it's really dead easy. It'll just take 3 clicks, and then you can post this little matcher tool on whatever page or your blog or your website or whatever. And you can always grab the pairings when you're planning dinners or parties. And if you're trying to attract others to your site, it's a little nifty tool that will keep people coming back to your site for pairing suggestions.
There you go. Brilliant woman. So we encourage our listeners, check out Natalie's website. Whereas I can tell you what to drink, she can tell you what to drink and eat, and we'll always have fun with that.
Excellent.
All right. So, Natalie, coming up on Easter, what are you drinking Sunday?
Well, one of our favorite dishes for Easter is lamb. And lamb is one of the easiest meats to match with wine because it's so tender, so juicy, not too strong. The classic match is Bordeaux. I'm a big, huge Bordeaux fan. Bordeaux, as you know, is a Cabernet blend, sometimes with Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and a few others. So New World Cabernets also work with lamb, but I think we'll go with a Bordeaux this year, maybe one of the third or fourth roasts to economize, you know, given the times. But it's just such a beautiful combination of the juicy meat and that well-structured red. I just love it at Easter.
I think that's a great suggestion. Since earlier in the show, I did recommend to our listeners a $275 cabinet, $60 Chardonnay. For those of you who are interested in looking at Bordeaux, I would think Fifth Growth or Borg. Definitely Borg. There you go. It's a safe way to get around it.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I do recognize the times we're in, and the most popular choices these days are wines in the $10 to $15 range. So I also do have just a whack load of those on my website if people are looking for a shopping list this weekend, wines that are widely available. They're all matched with traditional dishes. Ham is another big one at Easter, and those chocolate bunnies.
Perfect. Just out of curiosity, real quick, what's your favorite wine with the chocolate bunny ears?
Oh, port. I love a tawny port. Oh, my gosh. I can feel it melting in my mouth now. The chocolate spreading, the tawny mixing in. Oh,
Perfect balance. Hey, which do you eat first, the ears or the tail?
Oh, wow. That's a true connoisseur question. I do start with the tail. Like, I like to work up.
There you go. All right. It must be just the greedy ones of us that start with the ears. Bigger mouthful. I don't know. Well, Natalie, as always, you add a lot of insight and a lot of depth to the Crush, and we appreciate you taking a moment to call in and enlighten our listeners. And
thanks, Laura.
Of course, those of us listening, y'all can find the link to Natalie's website on thewinecrush.com. But for those of you who want to go directly, you can find that at Natalie McLean, NatalieMacLean.com. Natalie, thanks very much for being part of the Crush, and we'll definitely have to drag you back this fall and see what interesting things you're coming up with.
Thanks very much, Laura. Have a great Easter.
All right, take care. For our listeners, more exciting stuff on the Crush when we return.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
When
I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay sipping diva, and we are speaking about Easter today on The Crush. We were lucky. We were joined by Natalie McLean, helping us with some food and wine pairing for the upcoming holiday. But speaking of food and wine, I've asked y'all a number of questions from time to time. What are peeps? Does anyone really, really, really know? Laura, what are peeps?
Something that freakishly does not go bad.
No, strangely enough, actually, in conjunction with spring, I've been cleaning out my house, and I did come across remnants of last year's Easter basket, and I found a whole bunch of little peeps. And
Still good.
Actually making a great doorstop at this time. So for those of you thinking about putting your Easter baskets together and are not going to take me up on my suggestions about the Donna Estate Cabernet or the Stag's Leap Chardonnay, peeps seem to be pretty much versatile. My guess is that if you put a hole in the wall, you could use them as spackling by the time you're done. All right, surprisingly enough, this show is all about you and not about me for a change. So we encourage you, reach out to us. Call us on the wine line. Leave a message, and we will put you on the show. You can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us, info@winecrush.com. And that is exactly what some of you have done today. So I've got some interesting emails to go through. This email is from Charlotte in Waycross, Georgia. I'm going to a friend's house for the holiday weekend. I want to bring wine, but it is already chilled. Is it bad to chill and unchill in the car? Charlotte, being from Waycross, Georgia, my guess is right now you're very, very fortunate and have about 85-degree weather. It's sunny. It's warm, unlike the rest of the country under snow. So my advice to you, and actually to anyone, there are 3 great enemies of wine, no matter what. One is light, the other is temperature, and the third is vibration. So you don't mention how far you're going in the car, but this kind of holds true for everyone going on a road trip. If you've got 4 bottles of Chardonnay in your refrigerator that you want to take with you to the beach, and they've been chilling in there for about 3 weeks, go ahead and get one of those insulated bags. And you can pick these up at your local Mega Mart. The ones you would put in a little cooler, the little lunch-looking bags. Of course, you can imagine the size of my bag and the fact that my lunch wouldn't fit in it, but a case of wine will. And if you've chilled your wine, go ahead and put it in the chill container. It's simply better for the wine. Plus, when wine gets hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, one, if it's hot, it makes it difficult to drink on the fly. But number 2, it can affect the taste and the flavor in the bottle. So, yes, for those of you going on a road trip, if the wine is already chilled, find a way to keep it chilled. Also, that way, when you get to your host house, you obviously have something to drink, something to relax with, and even give as a hostess gift if push comes to shove. Charlotte, hope that helps, and I hope you have a great holiday weekend. Moving on, more emails. This is from Carolyn in Greenville, South Carolina. Is there a discreet beverage to serve with Easter dinner? Part of my family that's coming does not drink wine. The other part does not drink at all. The majority of us do need to drink. Wine seems inappropriate. What can I do? Of all holidays, wine would pretty much probably fit in with Easter, but I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole because I already see my producer choking in the booth. So let's just move on past this. A lot of people serve various punches on Easter Sunday, whether it is just a basic punch with a Jell-O mold floating in it, whether it's a spike punch, it really, really doesn't matter. Get a pretty punch bowl out. Use two large 1.5 Chardonnay bottles. Cut a whole bunch of fruit up in there so you're kind of making a white sangria. That is a good alternative. Another alternative is to do just your classic Southern Living regular old pink punch for Easter and just hide a bottle of vodka under the table for the drinkers. No one will know the difference. But in all honesty, if those two don't work, white wine spritzers are always appropriate. And worst case scenario, you can definitely do mimosas and hide what you're drinking. So being in Greenville, South Carolina, I hope that helps a little bit. But seriously, white wine punch is a very good way to get through a meal with both drinkers and non-drinkers. You can have an alcoholic version, a non-alcoholic version, and no one can ever tell the difference. We encourage the rest of you, reach out to us, 877-4CRUSH1. Give us a call on the wine line, or you can give us an email at info@winecrush.com. For those of you involved in the Facebook craze, we do have a group on Facebook called The Wine Crush, and I tend to reach out to those people often and beg them for topics for the show. So if you think our show is getting a little bit droll or you're tired of talking about holidays, or the great win by North Carolina in the NCAA final game, then feel free. Get on the website. Post something different. All right, right now, very interesting question. Not necessarily on topic, but it's one of my favorite. Greg from Wisconsin writes, why are some corks marked and some not? Greg, I'm going to assume what you're asking is when you pull the cork out of a bottle of wine, some corks will have winery names and winery markings on it. Some will be plain. Some will just look like little corrugated cardboard. Really, really cool history lesson here. This probably started around 600 AD because what would happen, they were making wines in France and taking them to Rome, and there was no way to guarantee that the wines were really from the region that a particular emperor, whether it was Caesar, whether it was someone else that actually loved the wine, they could tell it was where it was supposed to be from. So what happened is they started putting little marks in the corks and in the stoppers that went into these bottles and into these amphoras, where it would mark inside once it was sealed with wax. Once the wax was broken, you could open it up and know indeed this was the wine. This resurfaced again probably around 1700s in Burgundy and Bordeaux, and that they had to mark the bottles to make sure that there was no basically theft and to make sure that no one was counterfeiting the bottles back then. Even as late as the 1960s, this was used as a tactic as anti-theft. Today, it's just a cute way to mark some bottles. You can usually find, whether it's Martin Ray saying Vineyards in the Sky of them, Frog's Leap saying Ribbit, Ribbit. It's always entertaining. You can get a good handle on what type of winery it is by what's stamped on that cork. So for those of you who don't get enough about what's in the bottom of the bottle, what's in the bottle, what's on the bottle, feel free to pull your cork and read what's on there. Another great tactic of these corks is usually it'll give you a website and a phone number. For those of you who happen to encounter a bad bottle once you pull that cork, or if you just want to call and comment on the wine, they usually give you a direct line to look for. So, Greg, I hope that's the question you were asking, and I kind of helped you along in the merry way. Well, those are our emails. Feel free, once again, reach out to us, info@winecrush.com. And ask us all your worldly wine questions. And as I promised before, we promise not to mock you too badly. So we are continuing to talk about Easter. We are continuing to talk about other fun topical things as the show continues. And when we take a small break, we will be joined by Miss Sally Johnson, the winemaker for Pride Vineyards. And before we go on to talk a little bit about Pride, I'm going to give you a small piece of news. For those of you, as we talk about Pride and think about that $275 bottle of Cabernet, just remember that if you drink red wine, it has shown that you think. It helps you think better. It helps you think more. And apparently helps you think why you exactly spent $275 on the Cabernet. We'll get more into that and have more on The Crush when we return.
We've got more Wine Crush coming up in a moment.
He took me to the Spider Club at Hollywood and Vine. We drank champagne and we danced all night.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX, performance you can feel.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put 10 bucks away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit cards.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your host for the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. And I promised you some interesting things after the break. Now, my producer's trying to figure out how I'm going to tie all this together. But we are having an Easter show, and we did talk about a warren of bunnies. And if you have a warren of bunnies, you know that you have a group of bunnies. Well, we're very lucky because now we have a group of lions, because a group of lions is otherwise known as a pride. And right now we are fortunate enough to have Miss Sally Johnson, the winemaker of Pride, which has the distinct, unique characteristic of being in both Napa and Sonoma County. Sally, welcome to The Crush.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're all excited. We've been having a lot of fun so far talking about Easter and Easter baskets and chocolate bunnies. So I'm going to start out by putting you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
When you get your Easter bunny, do you eat the ears or the tail first?
I start with the ears, but I generally eat the whole thing.
There we go. I like the way you think. Okay, it's now 2-2. I'm an ear person as well. So
oh, that's good.
I rarely get to stop there. Anyway, on point, Pride has long since ever since I met Bob Foley way back when, been one of my favorite wineries. So it truly is a delight to have you on the show. If you would give our listeners a small background on Pride and tell us a lot about yourself.
Well, Pride is a family-owned winery. As you mentioned, we're situated right on the county line between Napa and Sonoma. We're on Spring Mountain, which is up above St. Helena in the Napa Valley. And we're right on the summit, so the summit is the county line. About half of our vineyards are on the Napa side, and the other half are on the Sonoma side. And the main difference there is just the exposure that each side of the mountain gets. The Napa faces more to the south and east, whereas the Sonoma faces a bit more to the north and west. So just a little difference in the amount of sunlight that we get. Other than that, the county line is sort of an arbitrary distinction. We've got a very unique site here. We've got seven different soil types. We've got all kinds of microclimates and nooks and crannies. So we find that the county line is not really the defining characteristic, but it's kind of a fun part of our story to be so uniquely situated.
So there's not a big yellow line just painted all the way down the middle of the winery and down the vineyard saying, don't cross here?
Well, there actually is a line. I'm looking at it right now. I'm sitting in Sonoma looking at our vineyards in Napa about 20 feet away from me. And actually, we're required by the TTB, which is the organization that regulates alcohol production, to move all of our equipment from the Sonoma side over to the Napa side, depending on where the grapes that we're processing come from.
So, really?
Yeah, they keep us busy.
Oh, we're going to have you back at some show just to talk about all that. That sounds like one of these shows where I get in all my legislation soapbox. We'll have you come on and just have a ball with that.
Just don't get me in trouble.
I will never get anyone in trouble. I keep myself in trouble. I think the French embassy is going to come after me here shortly, and we'll just get past that short. Question for you. You look at Pride Mountain, and everyone talks about Pride wines, and they talk about the red wines and the great wines that you do. I had the luxury of looking over the wines that you do, something I have never seen. Tell me about Pride Mountain Viognier.
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite wines that we produce. We make very little of it, under 1,000 cases, generally more in the 600 case range. We have a small planting of Viognier here on the property, and Viognier is a grape that's originally from the Rhone Valley in the south of France. It really likes stressful growing conditions, a lot of heat, and it has just this amazing aromatic character, a lot of nectarine, jasmine, honeysuckle, really perfumey. A lot of people, when they smell it, think it's going to be sweet, but we make it in a dry style, and it's just a great springtime and summer wine. It goes well with a lot of foods. It's sort of a fuller-bodied wine. It doesn't have all the acid that like a Pinot Gris or a Sauvignon Blanc might have, so it can stand up to weightier food dishes, but it does have just this really interesting complexity and fabulous perfume.
Well, I'm not surprised because everyone who knows me tells me invariably I can do two things. One, pick out either the most expensive bottle on a table, or two, pick out the one that's the most allocated and I can't get my hands on, so
exactly.
That makes sense. For our listeners, for those of you planning Easter, Viognier would be a nice wine for your brunch.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect wine for an Easter brunch.
So, what is the Pride of Pride? What is the wine that dictates who Pride Mountain is?
Well, we've always been known for our Merlot. That's sort of our flagship wine. Bob Foley was really one of the pioneers of Merlot, and he was able to do it very successfully. So we've always been known for our Merlot, but lately we've been producing more and more Cabernet and getting attention for that wine too. Kind of the highest epitome of the unique wines that we do up here for me is our Reserve Claret, and that's a blend of about two-thirds Merlot and one-third Cabernet Sauvignon.
So that is an exceptional wine that you do. And for our listeners, once again, a perfect Easter red.
Yeah.
So easy enough. Well, Sally, I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. We would seriously love to have you back. I know our listeners are as fascinated as I am about the concept of a winery with split personalities. It ought to be very interesting for you. Quick question. When people ask you if you're a Napa Valley winemaker or a Sonoma Valley winemaker, which do you say?
That depends who I'm talking to. Sometimes I tell the Napa people I'm a Sonoma winemaker just to stir the pot a little bit.
That answer. Just like your winery, it rides the fence.
Exactly.
Sally, thank you very much for being part of The Crush, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you later.
Oh, sure. It was a pleasure.
All right, coming up on The Crush, we will round out our Easter ideas and hopping on down the bunny trail to the final conclusion, but you'll have to give us a small minute while we take a break.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Well, howdy! Thanks for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
And we have been hopping down that bunny trail with little bunny Fufu all day, and we have had some great guests help us do that. We had Natalie McLean from Nat DeCamps give her 2 cents worth on wine and what goes well with eggs and Easter brunch. We also had Miss Sally Johnson, the winemaker at Pride Mountain, the one winery in the United States with truly a split personality, give us a little insight to what's going up on the top of Spring Mountain. And, of course, we have had your calls and your emails. We encourage the rest of you, give us a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email us, info@winecrush.com. Speaking of reaching out to us, I'm going to get back on this. I asked you last week, as I got on my rant about all the different critter wines, for someone to identify for me a marmot. That would be M-A-R-M-O-T. So, marmot. I am still looking for a definition of marmot. And for those of you brave listening to the show, please do enlighten me as to what that would be. Well, today we are trying to round out our Easter show. And ultimately, whether the holiday is what you celebrate or you celebrate the arrival of spring, it really doesn't matter, because the crux of it is it's a celebration of whatever you want it to be. If, like the producers and the guests, your focus is on that Easter bunny, whether you're going for heads or tails, whether it's for your ham, whether it's for your Cadbury eggs, whether it's the exciting of what's going to be the family around the table as you carve your lamb, whether it's the excitement of a coconut cake or the mystery of the peeps, whether it's your Easter bonnet and Easter dresses that get you through the weekend, whether or not you are going to be wearing white or watching the greens as the Masters comes into play, ultimately what it comes down to is time for a shift. It's time for a shift in outlook, whether it's a personal one, whether it's a professional one, but spring is on the way. It's on the horizon. Things are going to get green. Things are going to get positive, and it's time to think about how you're going to shift your drinking and your focus. And hopefully that's where the wine crush comes in. So this Sunday, as you sit down to your table or sit down to your TV, pour yourself a lovely glass of white wine, whether it's sparkling, whether it's Viognier, whether it's Chardonnay, whether it's that glass of white Zin or whether it's that glass of Stag's Leap Chardonnay. And just think, now that spring is here, all the great new wines you can try, all the great new vegetables, all the great new things we can look to. Because as we leave winter behind, of course, it definitely is time to think spring. So we encourage you, as you start planning your shopping list, as you start planning your parties, your weddings, your graduations, include us, include the crush. Reach out to us and let us help you plan the best events that this season can offer. As always, here at the Wine Crush, we ask you for a couple of things. We ask you to sip socially. We ask you to drink responsibly. We ask you to drink what you like, not what you're told. But above all, to remember, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and we'll be back with more Wine Crush next week.